Blog Talk Radio. Intuition, karma, gut feelings, that little voice in your head. Spirit speaks to us in many different ways. And learning how to listen is the first step to finding true happiness.
It's not a punishment to be back here on the earth. It is really an opportunity for our souls to grow.
God did not put you here without having some sort of way of communicating to you. Everyone has that ability.
Our bodies are temples that our souls have chosen to be in.
And there's a part of us which is alive right now in the spiritual realm. Our souls have not come back here by accident. We've chosen this time.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks with Spirit Man Joseph Tittle. For the next 2 hours, we will help you explore how spirit speaks to you.
The answers aren't always where we think they are. Sometimes we have to look for the answers.
They use the word paranormal. It's not paranormal. It's perfectly normal.
Spirit Man Joseph Tittle has been communicating with spirit and exploring the spiritual realms for more than 2 decades, making more than 100,000 connections with spirit, helping to change the lives of thousands of people by offering help and comfort from the other side.
And it's taken me a long time to realize that there really is life after death.
The tremendous gift that you have and the way it can play such an amazing role in healing for anyone who has lost a loved one.
Each week, Joseph will bring you a new and exciting topic or guest, including James von Prague, Lisa Williams, Allison Bogman, Dr. Bradley Nelson, John Holland, Dr. Raymond Moody, and many, many more.
Every medium is psychic, as you know, but not every psychic is a medium.
I've worked with many psychics and mediums throughout my career. I know a lot of them quite intimately. And I got to say, you're one of the top best psychic mediums that I know. You're amazing. And when you make predictions, I listen, that's for sure.
By bringing through messages from spirit each week, Joseph helps to heal the hearts of his listeners, one call at a time.
I listened to your podcast today for the first time, and I was amazed at how well you connected.
In order to connect with spirit, you got to close down the brain and open up the heart.
What you think really creates your reality. And if people start to think, well, maybe there's more to this, maybe I really do have spirit guides and angels, maybe I really can get messages, then that begins to happen.
Tonight, Joseph offers you his many years of experience with spirit, helping you to develop the tools needed to reach that happy, blissful place of understanding that we all see.
We're these beings of pure energy. Everything is energy, and our thoughts are energy.
Join us now and listen to how spirit speaks to you.
It is Tuesday, November 3rd, 2015, and you are listening to Spirit Speaks Radio. My name is Joseph Tittle, also known as Spirit Man, and I am your host every Tuesday evening, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You listen live from blogtalkradio.com/ Spirit Speaks Radio, or you can listen live from my website, josephtittle.com. That's Joseph, T-I-T-T-E-L.com. I thank you all so very much for taking time out of your schedules to be here with me this evening. This is our second episode of the season, and I've been going strong on the radio for 8 years now, and I hope that you're here to join me live tonight. And if you're not, or you ever miss an episode of the show that you really, really want to listen to, you can always go onto my website, click on the radio link, and listen there, or you can download it for free from iTunes anytime, any episode. So check it out. You can also look us up under our old name for old episodes of the show under Journey into the Paranormal. That's how I started out on Blog Talk Radio, changed the name of the show a bit over a year ago. So if you're searching for it, you'll probably find it under that title, Journey into the Paranormal. So again, I thank you all for being here this evening. Be sure to sign up for Blog Talk Radio for free. That way you can be a part of the weekly live chat that goes on every week when we begin the show. About 15 minutes before the show goes on live, we open up the chat room. Chat room stays open until about 10 minutes after the show ends every night. So check it out. That way you can interact with other people on the show. And we often take questions for our topic or our host, whatever's going on for the evening. So otherwise, you'll only be able to see what other people are saying. You'll be registered as a guest, and that's not really much fun if you can't interact with other people. So tonight, my guest, who's been on the show dozens and dozens of times, she comes on the show the first Tuesday of every month now. It used to be the second Tuesday of every month, but it's much better to have her here at the beginning of the month. So the first Tuesday of every month, the fabulous numerologist Allison Bauman will be here with us in just a few moments. Make sure you visit Allison's website at visiblebynumbers.com. Find information about Allison's Amazon best-selling book, along with information on getting yourself perhaps a numerology reading. So again, that's visiblebynumbers.com. So with no delay, please, folks, welcome my guest this evening, the fabulous numerologist Allison Bauman, to the show. Hi, Allison. How are you, darling?
Hi, Joseph. Glad to be back.
So good to have you back. Sorry to put you back to work again.
Yeah, well, I know that you're taking a hiatus, but I'm glad that you're back. I'm sure everybody appreciates it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be doing that probably from now on and taking off the summertime. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
So how are you? Long time no talk. Been, no talk. I guess about 9 months since we talked to you. Maybe 10. Wow, well, actually, 11 months. No, 10 months. 10 months since we chatted last.
Yeah.
Long show, that is.
Yeah, it's been busy doing the same thing. You know, I guess you're pretty lucky to, you know, do what we do. So, you know, I just been working like I usually do, and missing you, missing the show, missing the interaction with everybody. So got a lot of emails from people asking about the show, so I'm glad we're back.
Yes, me too. Me too. It's been quite an interesting year. Can you give our guests a little bit of, you know, last week I was talking about the energy of the year and some of the benefits of this year, like this is a big year of clearing things and getting rid of things. Being that we only have a little less than 2 months left in the year, what can you tell folks, maybe some advantages or disadvantages before the year comes to a close?
Well, with it being an 8 universal year, and we're talking about the number 8, I think there's been a lot of focus on finances, and of course we've seen a tremendous amount of stuff going on in the stock market, especially in the United States and overseas. There's been a lot of discussion, I think, and focus on that. So the one thing I say in an 8 personal year is that, I mean, universal year that we're in, is to just really kind of take a look at your own finances, give them a good look over, and is there something that you can do to put them into order or to make them work better for you or to live within your means or even setting goals about, you know, how you can, you know, do something with your finances maybe so that you're in better shape next year. That's one thing that I definitely would focus on, you know, in general, because of it being an 8 universal year. But more importantly, just setting goals about what you want to achieve. And they don't have to be huge goals, because sometimes we set such big goals, and then it kind of like New Year's Eve when we set those goals for the year, you know, and then we give up on them by the 30th of January. You know, it can be baby goals. It can be 1 week goals or 1 month goals. It doesn't have to be anything major, but still, you know, it's like, what is it that I would like to achieve? What is it that I would like to do? And kind of focus on that and start working towards achieving them. With the 8, also, just remember that, you know, we're seeing a lot of stuff going on. I like to call it, I don't know if you want to call it bragging or, but usually towards the end of an 8 year, people, you know, are full of themselves. So, you know, stay humble is another thing that I think is really important in this kind of energy, is just stay humble.
Yeah, there's not very many humble people out there, that's for sure. At least where I live, there isn't. I swear,
yeah.
I watch, and people just seem to be very, very, very miserable, very, very unhappy.
Well,
it saddens me.
Well, I think, if you don't mind my saying so, that we are under, I think with the 2 being the huge influence in the 2000s, you know, that we're under this huge influence to drop into love and to find peaceful resolution and to become more spiritual. And a long time ago, I can remember back in 2003, a lot of spiritual people were talking about being a more, you have to develop your spirituality, you have to develop your belief system, you have to work on your spiritual self, because as we proceed in this energy, it's the only way that you are going to survive it. And if you stay in that negative energy, you know, the selfishness or the anger, the hatred, the jealousy, all these negative emotions that humans have, it's literally going to drive you nuts. And I think that what we see is a lot of people becoming emotionally unstable. And I think that that's part of the problem, is that a lot of people are having a difficulty dealing with this energy because they're not spiritually awakened or ready or even comfortable with it yet. So I think that that's really, I think, and I've heard a lot of people talk about, you know, something as simple as a trip to the grocery store or driving or whatever, where they've run into some pretty snarly people, more so than ever. Yeah, and I really feel that this is just, I don't want to call it insanity, but it's close to that. It's really kind of being driven a little crazy. You either get on board with it or you're going to suffer in it. That's kind of the way I would look at it.
Right. Yeah, it's a good way of looking at it. It's been a pretty crazy year, though, energetically. And next year, I think, is just we're going to fall right back into it. You know, every year, it's just funny to me. Everybody thinks New Year's is here, and everything's going to be different, and everything's going to shift, and it never does. It always ends up being the same until about February or March.
Well, I think that on a spiritual level, when you go back many, many years ago, there was a lot of talk about this big shift and this big change and this big whatever. Well, we are in the process of that change, but it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen, you know, in a second. It happens over time. And I think that anyone that has lived in the past 10 years can understand that we are in some strange times, that there are strange things that are happening, you know. And I think that, you know, we have to understand that each and every year we get closer and closer to where we want to be, but it's not going to be instantaneous. And in order to evolve and to change, you got to break down stuff. And I think we're all still in that early stages process of breaking down the negativity in order to build up the positive. You know?
Right. Yeah, right. Sure. Sure. It takes work, that's for sure. You can't just expect it to happen without putting the work into it.
Sure. And one thing I want to say about this November, we all know that November is an 11 month, okay? And people, a lot of people are not aware of master numbers or numerology, so I just want to say that because 11 is a master number and November is an 11 month, this is really a wonderful month, the whole entire November, is to, you know, if you don't already meditate, you know, take some time to meditate. And people can meditate in a thousand different ways. I mean, you can literally sit down and do a meditation, but some people meditate by going for walks or spending time out in nature and, you know, sometimes just daydreaming or whatever, praying even. But take some time and, you know, really focus on receiving signs and messages. Ask for those signs and messages, whether, you know, whatever it is that you feel is your higher power. It could be spirit guides, it could be angels, it could be God, it could be Buddha, whatever it is. And ask for those signs and messages, but also, more importantly, be open to see them, you know, because there's going to be serendipitous messages that come to us all in this energy, because the 11 opens a doorway to the spiritual realm. And that's why, you know, 11-11 is such a, you know, a sacred number, and that's why so many people have experienced seeing that. But that's just their way of showing, you know, nudging you to be aware. And so as we move through this month, you know, it's about being open, receiving, noticing, paying attention to. And a lot of us are going to be feeling maybe a little bit more sensitive during the month of November, and even emotionally sensitive, because it's a higher vibration. And we just have to understand that about ourselves, be patient with ourselves, and, you know, just realize that maybe we're being a little bit more empathic and maybe feeling the universal energy or whatever the case may be. And I think also, even if we look at it like news-wise, like oftentimes, and it's so interesting that whenever I believe God or the higher power is giving us a message to humanity, it comes under the influence of the 11. So this is a good time to pay attention to the news headlines and what's going on, because maybe that's a message for us all, you know, something to pay attention to, something to realize we're being told something. So just stay open in the month of November. I think you might, whether it's your dreams, your intuitions, your gut feelings, seeing, hearing, feeling, all of the above, but just stay open and pay attention and maybe journal a little bit, and you might be surprised by the end of the month what you receive. I love the 11 energy. And also 11-11.
Yeah, speaking of that 11 energy, actually, think of 9-11. And 9-11 actually even adds up to the number 11, which is just kind of interesting. And 111 is another number, too. I see that all the time.
Right.
I always look at the clock when it's 111.
Yeah. A lot of people, it's probably one of my most asked questions from people about seeing repetitive numbers. Yeah. And I always like to think of it as in terms of your spirit guides or angels or God or whatever communicating with you and assuring you, you know, like maybe you've been thinking about something and it's their way of acknowledging it, or maybe you're wanting to start something and you're kind of looking for the encouragement and you see that number repetitively throughout a couple of days. That's their way of trying to reach out to you and tell you, you know, go for it. So whenever a lot of people get freaked out, which always is surprising to me, why would you be freaking out because you keep seeing this number? But it's actually, if you understand universal language, the only universal language on this planet is numbers. That's a universal language.
Yes.
And that's how God speaks to us, in the universal language, because every culture, every language understands numbers. So that's why.
Sure.
That's why.
They say that if we ever meet with aliens, that's how we would communicate with aliens, would be through numbers.
Yep. So... But 11-11 is a really great day to set aside some time this month, you know, so you might want to just make a note and, you know, whether it's taking a half an hour, getting up at daybreak and meditating, or, you know, just focus on what it is that you're trying to create in your life, or focus on, you know, opening your heart and receiving messages. And I think that'd be a, you know, an excellent day as well to just be aware that it's a much higher vibration and the doors are wide open to the spiritual realm, so why not? Why not take the time and take advantage of it? That's what I say.
Sorry, I forgot all about it. 11-11 is coming up. Forgot all about it. So you just said it. Excuse me. So what else do you think we can expect for the month of November?
Well, when we look at any given month, we look at more than multiple things. The actual month number is an 11, but if we look at it universally, it's a 1 month. I feel like we might see a lot of conflict, because the 11 would be more peaceful, resolving problems, being more diplomatic. It's the spiritual vibration. It's the love vibration. And the 1 is much more aggressive, and it's much more acting on things, and it's much more... maybe quick to anger, quick to be aggressive. So I think that we might see some conflict. Whether this is conflict amongst
like
each other.
Like war conflict?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, possibly. I feel like we're going to see a lot of people bickering or fighting, or might even see some aggression, or, you know, saber rattling is what I call it.
Especially after that plane crash in Egypt.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Especially after that plane crash in Egypt.
They think something outside of the plane cause it to crash.
Oh, no. That was a terrorist.
Yeah.
That was a terrorist bomb that blew up. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just not going to tell us because they don't want to scare everybody. And then, I mean, if you really think about it, it was a Russian plane. It was targeted towards Russia. And look what Russia just went in and did to, you know, in Syria and all. It just makes sense.
Right. Right. And see, that's the thing with the eight energy, when we look go back to the universal year energy, that, you know, people get a little full of themselves towards the end of a year. Like if you and I were in an eight universal year, or let's say anybody else that's listening is in an eight universal year, usually it's a year of recognition. And it's a year in where people tell you that you're doing a great job and perhaps you get rewards for it, whether it's through money, promotions, or even praise. And sometimes people get a little full of themselves. And it's so funny because, and that's
Donald
why
Trump.
I love numerology. Numerology will tell you that, you know, by the end of the year, you might end up apologizing because you were abrasive or because you might have said something in a way that, you know, wasn't positive. And I really think that towards the end of this year, we're seeing a lot of that as well. People just go shooting off their mouths about things, you know, because they're kind of full of themselves, I guess. That also can lead to conflict. So I just really feel that...
I never knew that. That's good enough.
Yeah. Well, it's the 8 years is wonderful for so many different reasons. But it also, you know, like one person pointed out to me, which I thought this was really interesting, because, you know, I write the forecasts for the year, and I usually don't, you know, I guess I don't read them over. And she said, you know, you were really... You didn't come out and say it, but you said that people will, you'll see a lot of bragging about money, power, wealth. And she said, really, she said, I think you named Donald Trump there without realizing it. And I started laughing because, you know, that's one person that doesn't even hesitate to say how much money he's worth and how great he is and da-da-da, you know.
Oh, God,
so,
I know. He's so full of himself.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
A little too much. He's obnoxious.
Yeah, it boggles my mind, though, that if you remember last year, we were, the whole world, the major topic was bullies and bullying, and I don't know how we jumped from that year to this year where somebody whose Twitter feed looks like a bully and somebody who is abusive to people is now a presidential candidate. I don't know how we made that jump, but somehow we did. Maybe it's the eight universal year that's creating that, but oh my God, I think that's funny. I really do.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
Right, because you can't call everybody a moron, and you can't call people out for what they look like, and I don't understand how you can. Right. I don't understand how you can call somebody out for what they look like, yet I'm wondering if he actually looks in a mirror, because I don't know, to me it's just like, are you kidding me? Why? You know, it's not about what we look like, it's really what we represent, you know, and yeah, so it's kind of funny to me.
Speaking of all that, have you cast any numbers or charts for anybody that's running, like, you know, especially Hillary or Donald?
Well, I have looked at Hillary and I have looked at Donald, yes. I have looked at them both. I understand completely why Hillary did not win in the last election. As a matter of fact, there's a newspaper article that was written here in Pennsylvania where I live where I predicted that Hillary had a rough road and that I saw Obama in the White House, not Hillary. And that was when she was doing really well in the polls. And what happened to Hillary last time is she had... First and foremost, she declared her bid for the presidency in the wrong time. She declared it in a 9-year, and you don't want to do that in a 9-year. And secondly, she had dark night of the soul energy around her in her essences, which basically things usually don't work out the way in which you would hope they would with that type of energy around. So that really made me look at her and, you know, her bid for the presidency last time as being not successful. Now, with Donald Trump, he actually used the correct timing to declare his bid for the presidency, which is a 1-year. So usually things that are begun in a 1-year are more successful than others. But my thing with him is he's moving into a 2-year, and this is not excellent energy for Donald Trump. This is the reason why. Donald Trump doesn't know how to get along. He doesn't know how to make nice or play nice. Donald Trump is the kind of person that's very aggressive, very outspoken. He starts trouble. He fights and he quibbles. I mean, he argues with people that interview him. He's critical. And he's moving into a 2-year, and that is not going to float.
that is going to be his undoing. I just don't think he can change his character in such a way to be able to navigate next year and end up with being nominated. I just feel that that is going to trip him up. I don't feel that he's got a shot at it because it's not pleasant energy for him to be in a two-personal year. Because whenever you're in a two-personal year, you cannot fight, you cannot confront, you cannot stir the pot, and you have to learn to get along. Now, I ask you, do you think that's possible for him?
For Donald Trump?
Yeah.
No way.
Right, exactly. So that's why I feel that unless he has somebody, you know, come in and do a mind meld and change his personality, I do not know how he is going to be successful as far as garnering the nomination or even running for president. I feel he's going to trip himself totally up, you know. So that's what I think.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I still think Hillary's going to win the election because I have no doubt in my heart that the whole entire thing is fixed and voting is just a system that they put into place to make Americans think that they actually have some type of say in who's going to be in office when they have no say whatsoever. It's all rigged.
Well, don't depress people too much like
that.
But you're right.
That's my gut
feeling
on it. I really feel like
I
my gut on that. I ask spirit questions. It's rigged.
Well, the truth of the matter is, Joseph, is you're not mistaken. There's literal, if you really read, we like to think in terms of that it's a democracy, so it's the will of the people, and it's our votes matter, and it's the guy with the most votes. But historically, that has not been the case. It is the Electoral College, and the way that the system is set up, you don't necessarily have to have the most votes to win. You just have to win the most states. And person probably most
robbed.
Yeah, that
doesn't make sense to me. That just doesn't make sense to me.
No,
it's so
because
weird.
It's set up. It is set up. And Al Gore would be one person that really should complain the most because he actually won the presidency. He had the popular vote. He had the most votes. But George Bush won.
Well, that goes back to the Bush. I mean, it was totally, they got caught being fixed, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Right.
They got caught
sneaks. Right, but if you read about electoral colleges and how, you know, if they don't go by, let's say Pennsylvania, where we both live. Now, if everybody in Pennsylvania went out and voted, okay, they'll take, okay, let's just use the numbers, 100 people voted for, let's say, Hillary, 101 people voted for Donald. So they'll say, okay, Donald has the most votes, he wins Pennsylvania. What happens to those 100 people that voted for Hillary? They get thrown out. Now they move on to the next state. You see what I'm saying?
That's not fair.
And so,
yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. It should be counted vote by vote, not by the state. And that's what happens is the one that gets the most votes doesn't necessarily win. And that's, to me, doesn't make sense. But, I mean, I'm not saying I'm an expert.
I didn't know that. That was exactly how it worked, actually. I really don't pay attention to any of
it. They don't carry over those votes and say, hey, let's just see who gets the most votes. No. Once the majority of votes goes towards one candidate, the state goes towards that candidate. And each state has a certain amount of electoral votes. And that's how they do the presidency.
That's how they can fix it. That's the easier way of fixing it.
Because it's not the most votes wins. That's just not the way it works. But anyhow.
Unbelievable to me.
We can't fix
that. Unbelievable.
Sorry. Can't fix it.
Like, I don't know when Americans are going to start protesting and, like, fighting back. Like, we need to fight back. We need to fight back. We need to close the Federal Reserve. Get rid of that crap. And make Americans rich again.
I think the one advantage, let's just call it a disadvantage and advantage, is the Internet. Because if you take us back 12 years, you know, before the Internet, we did not have the opportunity to communicate with each other the way that we do instantaneously now. And so we have that ability to, you know, we might have been feeling a certain way about something, but think that we're the only person on the planet that felt that way. But now with the Internet, you can literally do a Google search on anything and find your people. You know, find people with like minds, find people who've written articles, find people who, would tend to agree with you. And I think that being able to communicate with each other, the just the regular people talking to each other, communicating their ideas, putting their ideas out there, I think that ultimately in the end, that's going to unify all of us, you know, to do something, you know, and to change the world for the better, because we do have that ability to communicate now that we didn't before. Before, we were at the mercy of whatever the news told us to believe.
Well, that's very true, because, you know, we just left the Pisces age and entered into the Aquarian age, and the Pisces age was all about follow the leader, do what you're told. And that's
right.
Exactly, if you look over the first 2,000 years of the Pisces age, it's exactly what we did. We did what we were told. We listened to everything. We listened to what they told us about Christianity when it was all lies, and just to demolish the pagan religions and the ancestral religions. And I don't even want to get started on that. And then we enter into the Aquarian age, and the Aquarian age is all about do for yourself, think for yourself, do for yourself, think for yourself. And that's what people are finally starting to do, slowly but surely.
Right, right. But you'll
no more follow the leader crap.
Right. Instant communication, instant ability to find like-minded people. If you feel a certain way, you know, it's like if we were left up to do what the news told us, but there's a whole different story out there. You know, people, Donald Trump, and I don't mean to be picking on him. I'm just stating some facts here.
I'll pick
okay?
on him. I don't like him anyway.
That's it. I mean, because it might be somebody's candidate, and that's fine. If he's your candidate, that's fine. We're all entitled to how we feel. But if you just stuck to the news outlets, you know, that would be one thing. But if you actually look on Twitter, there has to be 101 different accounts on Twitter that make fun of him. At least 101, maybe more. And, you know, and he would have you believe that everybody loves him, but that's not the case. I've never seen anybody with that many accounts that are mimic him in some way and make fun of him in some way, you know. And so at least people can, you know, the truth of the matter is that you can also find articles and you can find people's opinions and why is Donald Trump popular. And let's face it, why is he popular? Here's the reason why. Because we're a little bit weary and a little bit tired of status quo. We've gone that route of you know, the guy that says all the right stuff and says it in a very professional way and has all the answers and seems so polished. Our society has begun to realize that politicians, you can't trust them. Because you'll vote them in and they'll do what they want to do. And most of them, I don't want to say that they're bought, but, you know, they have outside influences for their votes. Donald Trump is not the norm. He's somebody that speaks his mind and he doesn't care about being politically correct. And I think that that's appealing to people because they are wanting something different. So if there's this big embracing of Donald Trump, it's simply because people want a change from what they've done all along. They don't care, you know, that it comes in the form of Donald Trump. At least he's not like the rest of them. He's different. And he does, you know, he isn't politically correct. So maybe that's the appeal, you know. And that bodes to what we were talking about people really rising up and saying, you know, I don't care. I need something different, you know?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely need something different. That's why people are going to vote for Hillary. They're going to want a woman next.
Well, yeah, I think it's time for a woman to be voted into the presidency. I definitely feel that it is definitely time. And
I like Bernie Sanders.
Yep, he's, I think, a strong contender. But Hillary started in 8 years, so she did much better this time. So I was at least pleased about that, that at least gives her an opportunity to be successful, because she's in an 8 year, so that speaks very highly for her, whereas the last time she was in a 9 year, so I'm glad about that.
She'll definitely be the front runner on the Democratic side, but there's so many Republicans going against each other. What is there, like 11 of them, or maybe 10, because one just dropped out? So what do you think?
Yep.
Who do you think is going to be the strongest one out of all of them at the end?
Well,
against Hillary.
to tell you the truth, I feel that Hillary will probably get, because let's face it, Joe Biden didn't run. He certainly, there was a lot of speculation about that. And I'm sure that behind the scenes, they were looking at Hillary's performance and whether or not she could, you know, garner support. And, you know, if they didn't think that Hillary could win, they would have pushed Biden to run, and he opted not to run. So I think that that speaks that the they're behind her 100%. So I do believe that you're going to have Hillary as the Democratic candidate for sure. Now, as far as the Republicans, until such time that they thin that pack out a little bit, the only one that I really, you know, am fascinated by is Donald Trump. To me, I'm fascinated. And trust me, that man has more karma than anybody's chart I've ever looked at. So,
yeah, but if he became our president, we would be in a lot of trouble.
Well, he does.
He's crazy. He's the type, he'll push a button. Like, he's crazy like that.
Well, I think the one thing that Donald said that I actually liked, which, like I say, I'm not bashing him. I'm just, what I'm doing is I'm looking at him in an objective way. You understand? Just kind of looking at him in an objective way. And one of the things that he said is, if it's something I don't know, I'm not stupid. I'm going to surround myself with the best of the best to give me advice. And that's what a smart person does, is I may not, and most people don't know everything about everything. They don't. But you surround yourself with qualified people that have the experience, that have the knowledge to give you advice and to be supportive of you, and he realizes that. And I thought that was a smart, not that, I think it's one of the only smart statements I can think of that he said, but I liked it. I thought that's pretty smart, you know. But
yeah,
like I say, you can't go around bashing people and name-calling and using the word morons and
no, absolutely
things
not.
Like
that's
that.
What
that's
I was just going to say.
Unacceptable.
He's going to do something, put his foot in his mouth somewhere along the line that's going to make him plummet to the bottom and end up probably dropping out at the end.
Right. Well, what's interesting about
Donald Trump...
Because he
doesn't like to be a loser, so he'll drop out before he'll become a loser.
Yeah. He'll drop out. But let me explain something about him. He has the type of karma in his chart that suggests, and I realized this way back when he went after Rosie O'Donnell the way he did. And Donald Trump has the karma in his chart that in a past life, he had a gift of expression, meaning he had a gift with his ability to say words, and he was a very powerful speaker, and he was a very influential speaker. But he didn't use his words. He hurt people with his words. He created problems because of what he said. Now, this also can come from gossiping or, you know, the various different ways we can use our words in a very negative way. So he used his words very negatively in a past life. And one of the things that he's learning in this lifetime is how to express himself without creating negativity. And certainly he hasn't learned that yet. You know, for someone as old as he is, you would think he would learn that by now, but he hasn't learned that. That you have to be careful with what you say and who you hurt with your words. And I think it's fascinating to me that that's, you know, an explanation of his karma, and it's exactly the kind of person that we see in front of us. You know, so I think that that's fascinating. And that's why I think, like, moving into next year, ultimately in the end, it's going to be a case of, when you're in a two personal year, any form of aggression, fighting, confrontations, arguments, picking on people, starting things, it's going to backfire on you and you're going to end up with a huge mess on your hands. I don't see how he can navigate next year. If he, let's say he does get the nomination, I do not see how he's going to be able to navigate it without putting his foot in his mouth. Just don't see how he's going to be able to do it.
And that's the other thing. We're changing numbers. It's, you know, astrologically, numerology, everything shifts come January. So what it looks like now is not at all what it's going to look like come March, say March, April of next year.
Right. Yeah.
So Trump and Carson are at the top now. I guarantee you those two will probably be at the bottom come March or April.
Well,
he's still in it.
He's got some difficult energy to navigate with his personality. That's why I saw the difficulty. That's all. very difficult energy for him to navigate. You and I wouldn't have a problem, you know. Or, you know,
I would love to run for president.
Not me. No. But I don't know, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see how it turns out, you know. What else are you gonna do?
Yeah, it will be. So on a different note, we're coming upon that time of the year where we work on our predictions separately, of course. I don't even know. I'll probably start mine probably right around Thanksgiving time is probably where I'll do my first couple meditations. I've had maybe two or three things that came to me that I ran to the computer and put in, because I just put out recently, you know, I put it out to the universe that it's coming time, that time to work on next year's predictions and try to open up that energy flow a little bit so that if, you know, if something comes to me, I'll run to the computer and type it in. I'll usually come up with a couple dozen of them in just that way alone, but I haven't really got it. I've been so busy the past couple of weeks, so I haven't really focused or got anything. Is there anything that you, because the energy's been really heavy lately, let's face it, you have any feelings or anything numerology-related that shows any kind of maybe big events, whether it's in the financial markets or whether it's in our communication with other countries or the war over in Syria? Have you gotten any instinct on anything big that may happen between now and say Christmas or New Year's?
Well, I think I've already, if going back to the predictions, I already predicted the stock market and also the problems with foreign markets, and that of course happened. We had tremendous turmoil on the stock market here in the United States. China had, and Japan suffered, even Europe. So whereas the stock market was humming along and everybody was happy, and I wouldn't say there wasn't a crash, but there was a definite correction, and it's a bear market now. And, you know, but I think that's going to level off. I mean, the worst is over as far as I'm concerned. I think that we're not going to go back to the way it was, but I think that we're not going to see the huge fluctuations that we saw in, where I said in the second half of the year, huge fluctuations of the market. So, you know, and I was very pleased to, I'm not pleased that when something I say comes true, not happy about that, but that just really makes me, you know, if you love numbers the way I do, then it kind of makes you happy that it was in very much in alignment with the meaning of an 8-year. It all was about the finances and the financial markets. Like I say, November, I just am really saying that it's a combination of sensitive energy plus aggressive energy. So somebody could get ticked off and overreact. And not necessarily, it could be just people, but it also governments or, you know, in situations, you know, diplomatic situations, ticked off and overreacting. Moving into December, we will once again be coming up on some very sensitive energy in December. So, you know, I haven't really, like you say, sat down. I know that I know what the 9-year that's coming up, because we'll be moving into a universal year. And if I explain to the listeners, universal year energy is what affects everyone on the planet. Personal year energy is what affects us individually. So if we're looking for the news events, the general consensus throughout the planet, we're looking at the universal year energy. And that's why sometimes I say one when I mean the other, because I work with both of those energies all the time. But the 9 universal year coming up next year, I think that this year was not necessarily the focus was on spiritual. And what was really interesting is if you actually read the news and whatnot, there really was not the spiritual stories or those heartwarming stories or, you know, the miracles or none of that was going on in the 8-year, because that's focused on the markets and finances and business. But we're moving back into that spiritual energy next year, because the 9 is a very spiritual year. But it's also a cleansing year. It's a year of cleansing and letting go of what no longer serves us greatest and highest and good. And the other thing that I want to say about 9 years is usually it's a very emotional year for most people. So we're going to be in a 9 universal year for everyone on the planet. And the reason why it's an emotional year is about that letting go, that cleansing that goes on. So I haven't really sat down to formulate exactly how or what I want to say. I am formulating it as, I like to call it getting hits, if you will, just like you do. Like, something will cross my mind and I'll think about it and go, oh yeah, that's the direction I want to go in. So right now, I know the meanings, but now I have to find the direction of where I want to take the words and what I want to say. So I'm still kind of like you. I'm kind of waiting, tiptoeing through, figuring out as I go along. But I think it'll be an interesting year.
Yeah, it will be. Next year will be very interesting year. I kind of look forward to seeing what the predictions come up with, actually. It'll be interesting to see. It's 2016.
Yeah.
Isn't it a leap year next year, too?
I believe. No, isn't it that this year was the leap year, wasn't it?
I don't know. I thought it was on an even number. Always on an even number. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. So other than that, I feel like there was something else I was supposed to ask you, but I don't remember what it was. So would you like to take some calls?
Sure. Be great.
I'm going to open up the phone lines currently, right now. So the first, we take the calls in the order they are received at this point forward. So you have to call in now if you are trying to get through to ask Allison a question, a specific question, please. 929-477-3054. That's 929-477-3054. Toll charges may apply. I thought that was funny. But anyway, they changed my number on me. They changed the number. That I don't like that because I had that other number totally memorized in my head from doing it for years.
Yeah.
They changed both of them. They changed my call-in number. My PIN number is still the same, so that's good because I know that off. I know that by heart, too, but they changed the call-in numbers.
Well, it's interesting because your other number was an 11 when you added it across, and this one's a 3. Right away, I did the numbers. So I thought it was interesting.
That's funny. I didn't even ever think of that.
Yeah.
Did that mean anything?
Well, you know, Spirit speaks. An 11 was when you add the numbers across, you know, that's intuition. That's higher guidance. That's the open door to the spiritual realm. So you had an 11 before. Now you have a 3, which that is more about, you know, having fun, enjoying yourself, expression. I think that this might even be a good number for you in general because it's really in alignment with your energy.
My PIN number works out to a 3 as well.
Yeah, 3 is one of your numbers, so I don't think it's a bad number for you. And 3, really, if you're going to be on the radio, you might as well have a 3 because that's about expression. Using words, so I say that works too. So this might even be easier. It might even be easier for you than the 11. The 11 can make it, you know, 11. You know, people. This is the thing. A lot of people want to have an 11 in their chart, and certainly if you have an 11, that does mean that you do have potential to be famous for what you do. You know, Master Energy always has that potential. 11 does mean psychic and receiving information from above, but 11 is it's a tricky number to navigate. It really, truly is. It's a very tricky number to navigate because it can bring about nervous tension and anxiety. Sometimes people with 11s have bouts of depression, panic attacks, things like that, you know? And because it is a higher vibration, it takes a great deal of, you have to master that energy. You have to know how to handle that energy in order to navigate it and to thrive in it. So it's not an easy number to have.
You can say that again.
Okay, I will.
All right, then. Let us go with our first caller this evening from area code 818. Area code 818-224. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Diane from
Los
Angeles.
Hello there, Diane.
It is
Los Angeles, California.
Yes, we're at rainy season, and we love rain. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Especially with the drought that you have going on. So, Allison, we have Diane from Los Angeles, California. What is your question, please?
Diane, give me your date of birth first, please.
April
30th,
53.
Okay.
April 30th, 53.
Okay, thank you.
And do you have a question?
Well, anything she chooses to tell me with my numbers, romance is always good, but anything that pops up that's easy for her.
It's always good to have a specific question.
That's okay. She wants to know about romance, and I'm just going to tell you.
Romance.
This is
yeah, I got that.
You do have, this should be a year for you, like the 2015, and it's not over, honey. It ain't over yet. So
right.
I do strongly suggest that you get yourself out there to be seen or to meet people. Because I kind of look at you as, I kind of laugh at your energy a little bit here, but because I see you as having a really adorable personality, but you're basically an introvert, that you kind of like your space, you know? But
you're right.
This is your year to really kind of get out there and meet somebody. Because if you do meet somebody this year, it more than likely will be something that is long-lasting or a committed relationship. So it isn't over till it's over. So accept invitations, get yourself out of the house, get out there and meet someone. But this year is truly dedicated towards relationships, home, hearth, and family. So I don't know whether it's your friends or friendships, you know, if you had more people maybe needing to talk to you, or maybe you've had to help people out in some way. Sometimes in a 6 year, we also, our cosmic mommy comes out where, you know, we could adopt a cause, a person, a thing. You know, our mother, cosmic mommy nurturer comes out, and that's the energy that you're in. You're in a very blessed year this year. So financially, you know, maybe some good things have happened because it's the 6 years usually kind of protective of you. Moving forward into next year, that's why I kind of like for you to perhaps, you know, go out there and make an effort to meet somebody. Next year, you move into a much more spiritual year. And I would really recommend that. I'm not necessarily saying let's go to school, but I'm saying let's go, you know, what do you want to learn? What subject would you like to explore? Or maybe you already know something, but you would like to perfect that knowledge and maybe study it a little deeper. But next year for you is really about research and studying and learning and growth and in that area, and also a tremendous amount of spiritual growth. And you have a lot of psychic going on in your chart, like dreams and intuitions and gut feelings and stuff, and a lot of spiritual energy. You have a tremendous amount of wisdom. Someone who was born with wisdom really is what your chart is saying. So next year, I think I would really super focus on that because I feel like you are going to be putting your life into perspective and really coming up with some insight about where you want to go and what it is that you want to do, you know, moving down the highway of life. So, and it could be a time also for rejuvenation, you know, for you, you know, like being reborn spiritually, but also physically, you know, rest and rejuvenation for next year for you. How's that sound, Diane?
That sounds so right because I became a grandmother this year, and that is so enlightening. And,
congratulations.
Thank you. And it was a money year, and I received an inheritance by December. So, Allison, I love you. Thank you.
Wow,
you
You're
are
welcome.
So powerful. I respect you.
Thank you,
much.
Diane, for Tough calling work. Into the show.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Diane.
Joseph. Bye, guys.
Have a great evening.
That's so funny because I'm in a 6 year, too, and I had a grandbaby this year, too. See?
Congratulations.
Yep. But see, six is home, hearth, and family.
Though.
Yeah.
That's
so
not
cool.
Your first grandchild.
Oh, no. It's my fifth.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Five grandkids. That's sweet, though. That'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be cool to have grandkids. It'd be cool to have kids, actually. But anyway, it'd be even cooler if I go to my next caller on the phone. Area code
area code 804. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Joseph. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
This is
Hi,
Lauren.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Lauren?
This is, yes, Lauren in Richmond, Virginia.
Hi, Lauren. What's
Virginia.
Your date of birth?
When's your birthday?
8/20/76.
8/20/76. Do you have a specific question?
Yes, I do. Allison, I wanted to know, because of what I've been dealing with in my life, if it's going to get better.
Well, let's see. This year for you probably has been emotional, and I feel like a lot of closures, letting go, endings and completions, because you're in a 9 personal year. And trust me, Lauren, that oft times a majority of people call in their 9 years to get a reading, because it does seem as though they have to let go of things. So whether that's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's personal relationships, whether it's where I live, but it's usually the cleansing and the clearing. I do promise you that next year you have new beginnings, new opportunities. It's going to be, like right now you might feel like you're stuck in the mud a little bit, or you feel like it's hard to move forward. There's no forward momentum for you until you get out of this 2015. Once you get into 2016, we've got, if there's something that you're wanting to start new, you might be feeling more energized, more energy. And whereas you've had a kind of like a red light, well, you're going to have a green light next year to start things, to begin things. You understand?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And my only thing with you, and I just want to give you a little bit of advice. Do you mind if I give you a little advice?
Yes.
I see you as being someone that really wants to make everyone happy, or, you know, pacify everyone. You definitely do have a loving, caring soul. And I don't know as if all your relationships, sometimes maybe they can place a burden on you. I feel like you almost try to fix everybody or fix their problems and things like that. And the thing that I would want to tell you most importantly is that you may have, sometimes you're not nurturing your own spirit and taking care of yourself, that you're putting yourself last because you're putting everybody else first. And I feel like you might even be giving them what they want as opposed to what you want. And so sometimes you can feel like overwhelmed by all of that. So the one thing I would like to see you do is to perhaps try harder to focus on your own personal needs and what can you do for yourself, and don't take on so much responsibility that it becomes a burden. Do you understand?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So
all right.
if things will get better next year, promise you.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lauren, okay. For calling into the show.
Thank you, Joseph.
Bye. All right. My computer is completely frozen right now. Oh, my God. There it goes. Okay, moving right along. That was weird. Okay, let us move on to our next caller, please. Area code, where we go here? I lost my spot. Here we go. Area code 708. Area code 708, welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Todd from Indiana.
Hi, Todd.
Todd in Indiana. When's your birthday, please?
It's 11/21/76.
11/21/76. And your question, please.
I was just wondering if I'm going to go through transformation next year.
Oh, well, yeah, you've got a year of great expansion for you next year, okay? So, you know, this year you might have felt confined, or you might have felt as though you're stuck in a box, but next year you've got major transformation, and we're talking expansion. and opportunities and a lot of changes that are coming. So, yes, you're getting ready to move into one of the most active years in your 9-year cycle next year. What are you planning on doing? Because you got major changes coming.
Yeah, we're going to move, and I want to I want to build a like eco-friendly, like passive home. You know,
nice.
So it's earth-friendly. That's the goal if we can afford it. But that's what I want to do next year.
Yeah, well, you're
cool.
On tap for the move without question. It's all changes for you next year. In 5 years, people can change jobs, where they live, what they're doing, in relationships even sometimes if they're not in a happy relationship. So you are definitely, this year you were kind of stuck and couldn't move, but next year it's all opening up for you. And so, absolutely, yeah, you're right on schedule.
I'm on schedule, so that's good. Kind
yeah.
of meditation has kind of been hard for me this year with, you know, I got little kids running around. But I don't know what I could do to try to make that better, but it's kind of a little difficult right now.
Right. I feel like you might have some issues, and if you don't mind my saying so, with, confidence in yourself, maybe believing in yourself. I feel like you maybe have some issues with some self-worth or, you know, but I think that sometimes if we don't think we can, we don't, or we could be too critical of ourselves. Just believe in yourself and I know it's hard with kids, but, you know, you take a shower every day, right? There, unless you've got kids running around in your shower, you know, try to find that quiet space to do a little bit of meditating there, right?
Right.
Yep. But also believe in yourself, okay? I see you as being an entrepreneur. I feel like you're innovative, out-of-the-box thinker. I feel like you should own your own business. I think you're... But I feel like your biggest downfall is sometimes you just are afraid to fail. Maybe sometimes that holds you back. Or sometimes that there's something that... And I'm talking about maybe when you were little or when you're a kid or it could have been a relationship. But I feel like you were kind of... Like, I don't know if somebody intimidated you or bullied you or undermined how you see yourself. But I feel like... You don't know. You really need to have confidence in yourself, and the more confidence, because we can be very, very, ambitious. But unless we believe in ourselves, we're not going to accomplish a whole lot. So your biggest downfall sometimes is not believing you can do it. Do you understand that, Ton?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you, though?
Oh yeah. I mean, I've had a lot of challenges in my life, mostly when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of my. I'm better with it now, but it took me a long time to get over that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what we want you to do. You've overcome the challenge. And just always believe in yourself, and you can do it, right?
So, all right.
Yep, big deal next year for you. So it's going to be a crazy year for you, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Crazy good.
Thanks, Joseph. Thanks, Allison.
All right.
Thank you, Todd, for calling into the show. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, man.
How nice. I lost my spot again. Oh, my God.
I love it when people are right on schedule, planning to do things that the year is ready to allow. I love it when they do that.
I like his little plan. It's a nice little plan he's got going there.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah. I personally would love to live on a farm myself and this. Actually, a self-sustainable community would be even better. A community
yeah.
of like-minded spiritual people like, New Earth Nation. Which I haven't checked into the New Earth Nation in quite a while. I have to check in with them. I was trying to get people from there on the show because it's quite an awesome thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it some other time. Do you want to take one more call or did I wear you out for the evening? I don't even know.
We can take one more. We can take one more. Then I'll go. It's up to you.
Then I'll conk out. All right. Let us move on to area code 224. Area code 224. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Melody from Illinois.
Melody from Illinois. When is your birthday, please?
2/23/61. Yeah. My question is finances. It's been
finances.
A really rough
finances.
Year. Yeah.
In the way of finances.
How old are you exactly?
54.
Okay.
I'm on my own.
Yeah. Well, I would expect you to be on your own because you're in a one pentacle, and that after the age of 49, the one pentacle oftentimes takes away the support that you had previously, or and it kind of makes you stand on your own two feet and make your own decisions and be in charge of yourself. and be more independent. I also feel like I don't know if you're doing the same thing that you've always done, but this gives you an opportunity to even start something quite different, you know, like a whole new adventure, like a whole new career even. I'm seeing your finances being actually, I know it sounds a little strange, but later on being even better, okay, like 58 and beyond. I feel like you have opportunities to, quite frankly, make a great deal of money and be very successful, okay? You are one of those people that, I think that you worry a lot about finances, but you were born kind of blessed, okay? I think you worry about it, but really I think when you take a good, long, hard look at it, there's a lot of people worse off than you, if you don't mind my saying so. I feel like you worry about it, but I'm telling you, don't worry. I'm saying that I feel like you can almost be more successful later on in life than you ever were earlier in life. I see you as being having a wonderful heart. I also feel like you've got a gift with communication. I see you as being kind of like, I don't want to say good girl, bad girl, but I kind of see you as being really warm, loving, kind, and giving, but there's also a little naughty you. There's a little bit of free-spirited you as well. Do you do anything artistic? I'm asking. Anything creative?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I can think of.
Because I feel like you need to kind of tap into your creativity. You have a challenge to that. I also feel like you kind of inhibit yourself. You don't always speak your mind. You say what you think everybody wants to hear, or you edit what you say. You kind of shut down. You know how like when you see little kids playing and they're having a great time and they don't care what anybody thinks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a tendency to worry about how am I being perceived? How do I look? You know, you need to just be yourself and just be playful and fun and enjoy life. And I do feel like you do have some creative talents that if you've never, ever tapped into it, I would find that. What do you do to make your money now career-wise?
I'm not right now. I'm unemployed.
You're unemployed. Okay, well, here's the good news.
Yeah.
Okay. You do, I would definitely suggest that you send out some resumes November, but also in January, because I feel like you might be able to get a job that pays better than something you've had before. So I think that those would be really good months to, you know, go looking for something. I could see you starting a job as potentially, if you don't start anything, I feel like I might be interviewing, but I see where I might be starting this job in March, okay? But I feel
in March?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel like you do have the opportunities, like November and January, for whatever reasons, I feel like money's going to come to you one way or another, okay? So I'm not overly concerned about you, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead and send out your resumes, but I think you might actually get a job that might be better pay or better benefits or better position than what you've had previously, but make sure you make an effort to do your resumes and whatnot in November and January, and the latest that I see you starting a job is March, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you, Melody,
okay,
for calling into the show today.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
All
right, there you go.
Thank you. That was awesome. I accidentally just muted you. Hold on. Wait, let me put you back. Sorry. This thing jumps. When I go to click on somebody, it jumps on me. It's so weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, Allison, it's been such a pleasure catching up with you after 9 months of being off the radio. I look so forward to our continuous journey over the next year and to our predictions. And next month, we'll have you back again next month, yes?
Yes. Thank you. Well, thanks for having me, Joseph, and I'm
absolutely
glad you're back on.
And I want to remind everybody that they can find you, your book, or schedule appointments with you through your website, visiblebynumbers.com. Thank you, Allison, for being here with us tonight. I love you lots, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, everyone, and thanks, Joseph. Appreciate it. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That was Allison Bauman, the fabulous numerologist. And again, you can find Allison on her website, visiblebynumbers.com. I am going to continue taking your calls until the show ends at 9:30, but I am going to take a quick break. You can continue calling into the show. We do have people on hold, so I probably may not get to everybody, I'm sure. No way. It's impossible, but you can still try calling into the show. You never know. It's area code 929-477-3054. And I am going to blast you off with a little bit of one of my favorite people, Bill Miller.
I dreamed I saw a crazy horse riding through the Badlands. He was wild and brave and free. I'd swear I heard the cries of the innocent victims in the wind of wounded knee. There's a trail of tears we could follow. Can you hear the footsteps of the Cherokee? It's a trail of broken promises. Will you walk this trail with me? We can find America down the trail of freedom. Walk the way of my fathers from sea to sea. Can you find America? Hear the drums of freedom. Gonna find it together. Walk this trail. Walk the trail with me. I felt the Chippewa wind off Lake Michigan on a cold Chicago day. I heard the thunder roll for the Seminole way down in the Everglades. And I've seen it in the beauty of a Navajo girl like a flower in the desert. I felt it in the pride of a Cheyenne dancer as he moves to an ancient beat. Oh, can you find America down the trail of freedom? Walk the way of my fathers from sea to sea. Yeah, we can find America. Hear the drums of freedom. Gonna find it together. Walk this trail. Walk the trail with me. Saturday night, I watched my brothers fall to the alcohol. They were going down without a fight. Hey brothers, we must walk with the pride of Chief Joseph, have the courage of Geronimo. For this trail it's long, so you have to be strong. Find your way back home. And we can find America down the trail of freedom. Walk the way of my fathers from sea to sea. Oh, can you find America? Hear the drums of freedom. Gonna find it together. Walk this trail. Walk the trail with me.
Oh, sorry about that. I got tripped up. Go figure. Welcome back to Spirit Speaks Radio. Just a reminder for all you folks that are new to the show, I thank you for joining us. We've been with Blog Talk Radio for quite some time. I don't even know how many years I've been on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a while. I'd say at least 4 or 5 years on Blog Talk. I've been doing radio for about 8 years. So it's been a fun ride. This was the first year I actually took a break. I think I'll be doing that more often and taking off at least through the summer months. Besides that, people should be outside and enjoying the fresh air and socializing. It's a good time to socialize, but you know it's sad because I don't think some people, these kids today, don't know how to socialize. And I know that from just a couple friends that I know that whose kids have been kept in the house forever. They have no friends. They're old enough to have jobs, and they still live at home, and they don't have jobs. And it just makes me very sad because they don't know how to socialize. And I know this because I took somebody out once, and I could tell that that person had no idea how to socialize and you know, talk to people and hang out with people. It was really sad. It made me very sad. People need to teach their kids to socialize. These damn computer systems is what it is. It's like, you know, they're so good, but it can be so bad at the same time, especially social media. You know I was bullied very badly as a child, and I couldn't imagine how it would be to be bullied, you know, through social media. Well, I mean, what am I saying? I am bullied on social media all the time, but I'm over that. I'm grown up now, and people that hide behind computer systems, but I feel bad for kids because it's got to be quite difficult. You know, being bullied myself physically as a child, I couldn't imagine what it would have been like as a kid if there was social media, too. That would have been awful. Oh, my. But anyway, with that, let me take a few calls before we run out of time, because time does fly. Remember, you do have to have a specific question when you call in to help the flow of the show go much better. So let me go with area code. I actually have a Skype caller on. I actually have several Skype callers on the line. So I don't know which one you are, because it's very hard to take a Skype call when it all shows up as number ones on my board. So, but I'm going to give it a whirl anyway and see what happens. So Skype caller, whoever and wherever you may be, what is your name? Where are you calling from? Anybody there? Hello? Hello? Is it me you're looking for? All right. Bad on that Skype caller. Let me try another. Well, actually, I'm going to go in order. So I'm going to actually move down to area code 605. Area code 605. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Cheryl. I'm from South Dakota.
I can't hear you at all. You're going to have to. Sounds like you're in a tunnel.
I don't know why.
Wait,
can you
there
hear
you
me
go.
Now?
That sounds better.
There?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. I'm Cheryl, and I'm from South Dakota.
South Dakota. Wow. You live out in the mountains? Is it like all mountains where you live?
Oh, no. I'm on the eastern side of South Dakota, plains. The plains of South Dakota.
Oh. See, when
yeah,
I think
the
of
west,
South Dakota,
the west side
I just
of the
think
state,
of the mountains.
The west side of the state is where Mount Rushmore is. The Black Hills. Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's
way
where
west.
It's all mountains, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, there are mountains there. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Correct.
So what was your name again? Cheryl, right? Is that what you said?
Cheryl, yep, yes, yeah.
All right, Cheryl in South Dakota, what can I do for you?
Okay, so I've been studying a new healthcare system called Body Talk, and I passed the certification test. And I'd like to develop a business. I'm not a real go-getter, so I'm wondering how long this is going to take and whether it's feasible. So financially, a financial question, actually. Body talk.
Body talk. Tell
yeah,
me a little
it's
bit
an
about
energy,
it, 'cause I've never heard about it.
Energy medicine. Well, it's a safe, effective, non-invasive form of energy medicine. And it's more than Reiki. It was developed in the mid 90s by Dr. John Veltheim, who was a chiropractor and an acupuncturist and an osteopath and et cetera, et cetera. And he got very sick, and someone showed him an Aboriginal technique, and from there he said, "Oh, this is very cool," and just started studying it, quantum physics actually. It's based. Body Talk is a system of a number of including a number of different medicines, Chinese medicine, Indian medicine, quantum physics, dynamic systems theory, just a number of techniques. Very cool.
That sounds very interesting.
It is.
That sounds very,
it
very
is.
Interesting.
Look into it. It works, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. What's your zodiac sign?
Excuse me?
What is your zodiac sign? Out of curiosity,
I'm a Pisces.
What is your zodiac
I'm
sign?
A Pisces. Pisces.
Ah, that says it all. I knew it. You have a very, very strong psychic energy, and that's why I was wondering what your zodiac sign was. Very strong psychic energy. So no doubt whatsoever that you're meant to be in a field where you're going to be utilizing that psychic energy and utilizing those intuitive abilities. And you may have actually noticed, I'm sure, especially over the past 2 years, how that's opened up for you very, very strongly, and how you're
right.
even getting more what your guides are showing me, more messages through nature. So I hope that you're noticing that and seeing that, because you're getting, you know, seeing things that are unusual. Like, for example, I don't know where you live, what's different, but around here we have a lot of skunk, but you never see any. So if I see a skunk one day, I'm going to go Google the spiritual meaning of it, because it's going to mean something to me. And I find that prominent in my life, but they're showing me, your guides, that is becoming prominent in your life. So you got to start paying attention to the symbols and signs that nature is sending you. Which I would think that you probably already noticed that a little bit, but you're going to notice it even more. So, you know, if you're driving down the road and a white owl flies across your car, you don't see white owls very often. It's not really common.
Right.
Or you come home and you see a praying mantis on your doorknob, or a ladybug crawling up your arm. You know, all of these things could actually be your guides trying to show you signs and things. And that's what your guides are telling me, that they are doing that. And again, your intuitive abilities are going to be opening up more and more. So more than anything, what you need to learn, according to your guide, is just a little bit more about running a business and marketing yourself. Maybe find somebody. There's lots of great people online that are doing this nowadays, but showing and teaching marketing, because you have a great technique to offer people. You have something amazing to offer people. But the other thing, too, that I was getting as soon as we actually connected was that you're going to incorporate something else into it that you have not already incorporated into it. So it's not going to be just body talk. There's going to be something else that you're going to be doing besides that. Could be lots of things. Could be coaching people. It could be reading people. But there's something else that's coming. It'll come in your path. And the other thing is you're going to be traveling out of country. And I don't know if that's where you're finding this other thing that you're incorporating. I'm not sure. And I don't know, it might be actually India that you end up going to, because it kind of looks like it might be that country that I'm seeing. I'm geographically challenged, but the visual that I have, it looks like I'm in India right now. So if an opportunity comes up for you to go there, don't talk yourself out of it like we usually do. Oh, where am I going to get the money, or how am I going to do that? Just know that the universe is sending this to me, and it'll all work out. And believe me, it'll all work out. So that's what they're showing me for you, just those things that open up, and you need to just learn more about marketing. Marketing yourself, marketing what you have to offer people, and just building a little bit better of a relationship with money. Because your relationship with money, there's still a lot of fear there. And you got to try to get past that fear you have of money. A lot of us have that fear.
How do I do that?
Start to recognize the fear and ego that's on our shoulder. I call it the two little devils on our shoulder. Because we have our intuition, which is our guardian angels and spirit guides telling us what we're supposed to do. And then we have the two devils on the shoulder, the fear and ego. You know, how many times have you said to yourself, I should have went with my first instinct, or I should have did that. I knew I should have did that. Yeah, that's always our guides telling us what we need to do. But we don't listen, because usually the little devils are a little bit louder. So once you start to recognize that, you'll start to be able to tell that fear to step aside and start to trust that. You know, I'm already, my future, I'm already there. I'm already in this abundant place. That's another thing. Our future is already happening right now at another level, in another dimension, about a year ahead of us, and we program it every day. And you want to program your future. So right now, your future self is in an amazing, abundant place. You just got to get there.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
And that's it.
Very
cool. And I would leave you with that. So I thank you, Cheryl, for calling into the show, and I wish you the best with everything.
Thank you, dear. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Let me move on to my next caller in the queue, area code 301. Area code 301. Welcome to Spirit Speaks Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Maryland. My name is Barbara.
Barbara from Maryland. Why are you so nervous?
I don't know. I didn't think I was going to get through.
You're like having heart palpitations on the phone.
I know.
What can I do for you?
I just want to know.
Is that your
know.
TV in the background or something that I hear?
No, that's my son.
That
I'm trying
yelling?
To walk away from him.
Yeah, I got you.
Trying to
what's
show me his cars. I was just wondering what spirit has for me. Like, what do I need to know? What I need to do?
You have to have a specific question, darling. That is so general, and I could talk for a half hour, and I only have 5 minutes left in
okay,
the show.
Okay, great.
Actually, I
okay.
have 2 minutes. That's it.
Okay. I'm trying to get more like spirituality. So how? I know I need to meditate more. But what more do you think I need to do?
There's a lot to do with spirituality. See, my object of spirituality, I think, is a lot different than other people's objectives or thoughts on spirituality. To me, spirituality mm-hmm. is dedicating yourself to lots of things, meditation, doing ceremonies, honoring spirit, celebrating
mm-hmm.
the changing of the seasons, the solstices, the equinoxes, the full moons, the new moon. To me, that's a spiritual
mm-hmm.
and spirituality. But for you, meditation is the key to it all. You have to meditate,
okay.
and you have to start to build a relationship with your spirit guides and angels. It's not even just
okay.
just meditation. It's building the relationship with your guides. And you can do that
mm-hmm.
in many different ways. You have to honor your guides, so you have to acknowledge that they exist. You don't need to know what they look
yeah.
like or what their names are, because we have
mm-hmm.
so many of them. And you need to just
yeah.
acknowledge them. And start like offering up thanks to them, you know, in the shaman tradition. Well, talking
mm-hmm.
to them is one thing, but again, offering up offerings of thanks to them. So again, in the shaman tradition, we offer up offerings of tobacco, or everybody's different. But you got to do things like that. You have to start acknowledging them as if they're physical beings that live in your household. You know,
oh, okay.
You have to build a relationship with them. And they're going to be the key to it all, that meditation, because your communication builds up when you meditate, and your guides are the key to it all. They're going to tell you what you need to do. They're going to tell you what direction you need to go in. Once you connect with your guides, you don't need to go to anybody else. You know, you are your own guide.
Okay.
And I really must leave you with that because we are out of time, but I thank you for calling into the show, and I wish you the best with everything on your journey, especially.
Thank you.
I can't believe how much time flies, and I really wanted to be here longer, but I cannot be here any longer because we only have a minute and 30 seconds left in the show. But I will be back next week, and we will continue doing this Spirit Speaks Radio. And next week, I have the absolutely phenomenal Jackie Barrett coming back onto the show. She hasn't been here for a few years, and Jackie's got a lot going on, and Jackie just did a couple interesting television shows we're going to talk about. And our topic next week is going to be awesome because we're going to be talking about hauntings. We're going to be talking about hauntings and spirits and spirit attachments. Excuse me. Something stuck in my throat. I just bought these Super Seeds Gourmet Pumpkin Seeds, maple sugar and sea salt. And oh, my God, they are phenomenal. But anyway, yes, Jackie Barrett will be talking about hauntings. And I know a lot of you have something going on with hauntings. Or even attachment, so you're going to want to listen to next week's show. And we'll be taking your calls, as usual. Thanks to Allison Balgaman for being on the show. Visit our website at visiblebynumbers.com and me at josephtiddle.com. Thank you all for tuning in. I wish you have a wonderful, beautiful week. And remember, focus every day on love and gratitude. Spread your love, spread your light, and spread the message. And have a great evening.
May the long time sun shine upon you. Oh, love, surround you. And the pure light
Again next week, same time, same place. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow me on Twitter, josephtittle.com. That's Joseph, T-I-T-T-E-L.com. Have a great night, everybody, and God bless.